We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9, 5 o'clock, Tuesday, the brand new start time for Discorder Radio. Wade here, as always, along with DJ CJ.
Hello, how's it going, Radioland?
Hey, hello, good to have you here, CJ, as always, and our AP, Matt Muse.
Hey, what's up?
We have lots to cover this week. It is September 23rd, the day after the Polaris Prize was given out in Toronto last night. And a bit of a surprise. So many great names in Canadian music. Timber, Shad, Mac DeMarco, Drake, Jesse Lanza, Arcade Fire, and many others were all in the running. But the winner was this young lady from Iqaluit, Tanya Tagak, the seal-eating throat singer from Nunavut, takes home the 2014 Polaris Prize. We'll talk about her and so much more. And the next little bit, right now, this is a track off her Animism album, Caribou, on Discorder Radio.
Thank you.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Tanya Tagak, a.k.a. Tanya Tagak Gillis, who last night, like last minute show prep, was the winner of the Polaris Music Prize, the annual award given to by industry professionals for a recognizable artist. Last night, she won the Polaris Prize in Toronto. It was a huge gala that took place. And that was the track Caribou off her album Animism. And much like last year, when the winner was Godspeed You. What's Matt, let's get you pipe in here. I didn't know much about Godspeed You until they won the Polaris Prize.
Right.
It almost feels like it's a stage for the lesser known by the mainstream music fans, a chance for these bands to be showcased for their great talents, even though commercial radio and in some cases community radio hasn't been playing them very often.
Right. Godspeed You is their full name is Godspeed You Black Emperor. And yeah, they're hard to play on the radio no matter who you are, just because their songs are very long. Like, they're a post-rock band from Montreal, I believe. And it's like their songs are almost like, symphonic. Like, they have movements and stuff, right? Their most popular album would be, it's called Raise Your Skinny Fists, Like Antennas to Heaven. And it's like, it's a double LP. It's two discs with like two tracks per disc that are like, 20 minutes long or something. So it's, it's challenging stuff to play on the radio. You can see why they don't get much airplay, but, but yeah, they took it home last year. And who did they go off against last
well,
year?
Well, it's funny because you were mentioning, we were both just talking about this off air about how this is a chance for, it seems to be a new chance for artists to grandstand for their favorite political cause or to go on about a beef they may have. So last year, just to give you some context before we lead into Tanya Tagak, who of course won last night, Godspeed You was blasting the whole Polaris organization. They went on a crazy rant, I guess because the major sponsor of the award, the $30,000 award, by the way, was a car company. I can't even remember who it was right now. I don't know if it was Nissan or Toyota or Honda. It doesn't really matter, but I guess they were really didn't like the fact that it was like oil, the dirty oil money that was going to help support this industry, that's helping support this prize, and they felt they didn't need the award to help legitimize their place in the Kennedy music landscape as legit artists.
Right. Yeah. They were always pretty well known in as far as Canadian and even like post rock in general. Like I always heard them from friends who, I don't listen to a ton of post rock myself, but like friends of mine who do always put them up there with like Mogwai and Explosions in the Sky and like big names like that. So
this year, Tanya Tagak, I guess after following in the footsteps of Godspeed You Black Emperor, decides to take shots at PETA, the People's Ethical Treatment of Animals, and apparently it was a bit of a misfounded rant too. She was going on about how they're, she said, and I quote, "People should wear and eat seal as much as possible because if you can imagine an indigenous culture thriving and surviving on a sustainable resource, wearing seal and eating it, it's delicious, and there's lots of them." This is what she said, and then she said, "And F you, PETA." The problem is PETA has never actually been opposed to the Inuit or seal hunt. But nonetheless, she got a chance to make her voice known. And now lots of Canada knows who she is. And that was her song we heard earlier, Caribou, from her album Animism. And once again, as mentioned off the top, she did win out against a lot of other recognizable artists, including Timber, Shad, Owen Pallett, Jesse Lanza, Drake, Arcade Fire, and Mac DeMarco. Speaking of Mac DeMarco, he was apparently the star of the after party. Just basically just wooing everybody, dancing on tables, including slow dancing with CBC3's Lana Gay and quite a dramatic slow dance. There's been lots of Facebook posts about that today. So we're going to play a little Mac DeMarco right now from his Salad Days album, his Polaris Prize nominated Salad Days album. And once again, congratulations to our winner, Tanya Tagak, of the album Animism. But right now we're going to play Mac DeMarco from the album Salad Days. This is track two. It's called Blue Boy. And you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Mac DeMarco from his Polaris Prize-nominated Salad Days album. The track was Blue Boy. Thank you, CJ, the DJ, doing his thing here. We also joined by Matt Muse, our assistant producer, as well as JC Gibb, the editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine.
Hola.
Hola. Good to have you here, just in time for the back end of our Polaris Prize chat. Anything to add? We brought Laurel Borelman last year to have her to take on Godspeed You.
I don't know. I just read the news today, so I know super well-informed music editor over here. I know, it's great. I'm glad to see it's not like, oh, Metric won, or, you know, I think... even if you're not familiar with the winner, I think it, like, just like the decision itself is being hailed as like kind of like a shift away from, you know, generic, boring Canadian dream pop music.
Yes. Well said. Well said. I don't know if it's interesting to see how the looking back over time, we got some of the winners. Now, this prize started in 2006. It was originally a $20,000 prize. It's been upped to $30,000. But the winners in the past include Final Fantasy, Patrick Watson, Caribou, Effed Up, Karkwa, Arcade Fire with the Suburbs in 2011. That was the $30,000 or the $10,000 bump up to $30,000. Feist in 2012 with Metals. Godspeed You Black Emperor with last year's Alleluia, Don't Bend, Ascend, and last night, Tanya Tagak, Animism.
I guess when you like put them, when you line them up like that, it like I would agree with a lot of those albums do deserve that kind of recognition. I think I'm probably thinking of other competitions and stuff where it's like massive like grants and stuff that go to generic bands like Midway State or something like that. I don't know. I know like grants and stuff like that for Canadian music. There's a lot of controversy. I think Paul Lawton did like a pretty good analysis of how it's like kind of like biased towards like Eastern Canada. I know this is going off a different thing. It's really interesting.
Well, you almost wonder if they're looking at who's represented in the artist, and they're thinking, well, you know, we really don't have much representation from the North. She fits NorthCon, FemCon. I'm not sure if Aboriginal Con is a con, but it fits a lot of those boxes, and I don't really know Tanya Tagak all that well.
Not me neither.
I mean, the whole throat singing genre is a new and interesting genre, and I'm happy that she's had a stage to help promote her music and help her maybe promote more music in the North. So for that fact, it's a good thing. But I mean, you know, some will argue that, you know, that the Arcade Fire Reflector album was the best album of the year.
No one would argue that. Come on, Wade.
Okay, well, I'm just...
I'm sorry. I'm that just, was mean. I, that was really mean.
I'm just sorry. Thinking about the masses. At the same time, this prize is based on artistic merit, chosen by some music professionals, not so much about the popular masses. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, there you have it. We had Tanya Tagak. She won for Animism, and we heard a bit of Mac DeMarco, our after-party hero, with his album Salad Days, one of the nominated awards, along with, again, Arcade Fire, Bashia Bulat, Drake, Jesse Lanza, Owen Pallett, Shad, Timber, and Yamataka.
I wonder how Owen Pallett would feel, considering he won the first Polaris Prize. If he won again with his like solo stuff.
Or, interesting.
Or like under Owen Pallett instead of Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
How about that New Forms Festival though this weekend?
What a segue! That's what we're going to talk about right now. Unfortunately, I was not there. Neither was anyone else of the Discorder Radio crew. But luckily, our editor in C, JCG. I mean, it all starts from the top. So if anyone was going to make sure they catch all the relevant music happening in Vancouver, it would be yourself. So you got a chance to attend part of the New Forms Festival. Mm-hmm. How was your experience there?
Well, I won't go like too much into detail. Like I was mentioning before, Discord actually sent three different people to have like media passes. So we had two of the writers and then one of the photographers. And they did like a pretty active... basically like the next day coverage, which was really awesome. So we had some like really great original photos and pretty thorough recaps of Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that's really awesome. I think one of the highlights for me, it's so hard to describe to people because the festival took place at Science World this year, which was just like such an incredible venue to have it at. They had like a lot of the like mind games and stuff around the atrium were open. And then they also had like bars and stuff. So people were like walking around with drinks, you know, like doing like their like strength tests, or like I remember trying to compete with someone. It's like this thing called Mind Ball.
Wow.
Where you have to like put your head against this like sensor thing, and it measures if you're like how relaxed you are. So you have to so it's like, okay, you just have to like relax more and more and more.
Speaking of relaxing, we're gonna play some relaxing music in the background to get you in kind of the new formsy vibe here. We'll talk more about this piece in a minute, but let's please continue with your great post report here.
It was really great. So if people have been to Science World, I don't think I actually had been in the Omnimax before. But so what they did was they had electronic like, or like DJ bands like earlier in the evening. They would set up at the base of the Omnimax, and then there'd be visual artists paired up with the artists. And so the huge like screen was like different stuff going on. So one of the Omnimax show I caught was with Arca, and then 106.9 Never. And that was really awesome. The first kind of visuals were... Or like for Arca, it's kind of like found footage almost, kind of like grainy. And then for 106.9 Never, it was kind of like more like surrealist, like digital manipulation. So that was really awesome. And then like that was just like the first part of the evening. And then they funnel people out, and then it's like the second part of the evening. And that's when it's like DJs and stuff going to like 3 a.m. Wow. So it was awesome. And there's like projectors and stuff going on. And
and were they, I guess they were a licensed venue. They had a bar set up and everything.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It that would be a really special experience to see Science World, or sorry, Tell Us World of Science by Science World.
Yeah, Discord Radio sponsored by Tell Us Science.
It would be interesting to see Science World at that hour of the night under those circumstances.
Oh yeah, I can't even imagine like having grown up here and then. I know, like, oh yeah, the Science World, that's where I used to learn all the time, and then just like going and like drinking and like dancing to electronic music there. I think that'd be amazing, even as someone who like didn't grow up with that stuff. I could still appreciate the specialness of it.
Nice. Now you only saw the one night, but we did have lots. I mean, there was dozens of Vancouver artists that were there. I have to admit, I looked at the list. I really was unfamiliar with most of the names. I did recognize
Young Braised.
He played at the Catalano at the CITR stage.
Yeah.
Also, Cloud Face, another name I recognized. Mm-hmm. Did you see part of that show?
No, I didn't. I had the chance to interview him last month for like a piece, though, and so unfortunately I missed his set. He's played 3 of the last 4 new forms, which is pretty unreal because they try and keep things as like fresh and interesting, and you know, it's not like play new forms as your Outcast and you know,
right,
whatever the hot bands are right now.
Maybe he was just excited about getting drunk at Science World.
Yeah. Maybe, right? Yeah, I can drink at Science World. It's worth it, right? Press admission. But I don't know. I assume it was an awesome set, though.
Excellent. If you want to find out more, newforms.ca, I believe, is the website. You can check out more. It'll be happening again next September. And another artist that was there you saw was Lindcroy. Mm-hmm. This is actually who we have, the sweet beats of Lindcroy in the background.
With one of my favorite song titles of all time.
Yes, the title is I Met You on BC Ferries, where many people have met before.
and by you mean like increase in fares. Sorry, that's political. Lame.
I didn't get that whatsoever.
Oh no, it's just the you in this song is fare hike increases.
Ah,
it's being political. I was thinking BC Ferries.
I was thinking about the time we were taking BC Ferries back from the radio conference Victoria, and we met some interesting people. Yes. Anyways, it is a great place to meet people, and this is the sweet sounds of Lindcroy. This will be our testament to New Forms Festival. Let this track play out. Lindcroy, I Met You on BC Ferries, and JC Gibb, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me
on Discord Radio.
Hi, my name is Emily, and I believe every sustainable choice you make starts a ripple. Join some people that care about the stuff, and me, of course, at the Bus Loop on Tuesday, September 23rd at 8 a.m. You'll get a free mocha and see how totally easy it is to recycle on campus. Now that's sweet. So come on, make a ripple. Be part of the wave. And find out more at sustain.ubc.ca/ripple effect and hashtag with ripple effect UBC.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. And before the break there, we heard I Met You on BC Ferries by Lynn Croy. They were part of the New Forms Festival. Newformsfestival.com, by the way, is the website. My bad for earlier. Thanks to JC Gibb of Discorder Magazine editor fame for joining us here to talk a bit about New Forms Festival. And, of course, prior to that, we were talking about the Polaris Prize and, I guess, the whole festivities surrounding that. While we're still on the festival tip, let's not forget it was only a short 10 days ago that we were in Victoria for what, in my opinion, was the best festival of the summer that I attended, at least. Rifflandia, great times. Matt, you were there. We talked a little bit about it last week, but now that it's had another week to sink in, any further comments about Rifflandia?
One thing I would say in terms of like criticism of the festival, my understanding is that in order to get into the various venues in the evening, you need to have a night pass. So it's like $40 or whatever to get into all the night venues. But my understanding is that you couldn't, for example, like pay cover at, you know, the Copper Owl just to get in there. So if you wanted to go see the one show and that's all you wanted to see, you kind of have to spend a fair bit of money. Mm. Compared to something like Sled Island. I hate to bring Sled Island up again.
No, you love to bring it up
again. I do. It's my favorite festival. It's for those who maybe don't know, that's a festival in Calgary. That's very similar to Rifflandia in the sense that they have a main site and then in the day and then smaller shows at smaller venues all over the city for the rest of the evening. And what they do is that you can get like an all access pass for everywhere, but you can also like each individual venue also will do cover. So if all you wanted to see was just one show of the festival, you can easily do that for, you know, $15-$20 instead of paying like $40 for the whole night pass. But I don't know. That's just one thing I would say about Rifflandia.
I'm guessing it's a bit like North by Northwest. I haven't been to North by Northeast. I haven't been to South by Southwest, so I can't make that comparison. But it's the much better deal is to just buy the all access pass. They want to encourage you to spend $10 more or $20 more to see literally dozens more bands. In the case of North by Northeast, maybe even hundreds more bands. So I kind of like their incentive there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like that's definitely for a lot of festival goers, like especially if you're coming into town specifically to see the festival, like absolutely that's the best deal for you. But you know, if you're a local and it's just like maybe friends are in town, you want to go see them play. It's, you know, for the casual festival goer, it's kind of a pain.
You know, it's nice to see you such empathy for the casual festival goer. Mr. Media Pass here with his big camera getting crews from venue to venue.
Well, you know, that's the way to do it, really, is to become the media.
This is true.
You can do it at CITR.
That you can, and that's why we do what we do. And if you do want to get involved in CITR, just email Hugo Noriega, who I believe is volunteer coordinator at CITR.ca. So here's the...
Volunteer at CITR.ca.
Thank you.
What would you do without me?
Well, I just want to make sure you want to sleep over there. yes, of course, the station is run on volunteers, and that's how we continue to go strong, and we have been doing so for 77 years here at CITR. 30 2 years, by the way, on the FM dial. Speaking of the FM dial, we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about CJSF, who celebrates 11 years on the FM dial with a show happening this week at the Astoria. We're going to talk more about that after we play an interview. It was promised last week. We kind of went a little off track here, but Rifflandia, we had a chance to interview a few of the bands. We spoke with Humans, played that interview last week, and now this week we're going to play the interview with Dear Rouge, Danielle and Drew McTaggart, maybe a new power couple in Canada, who are really doing great things with their band Dear Rouge. And this is that interview from Rifflandia last Sunday, followed up with some Dear Rouge music as well. And here we go. This is their interview from last Sunday on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Backstage at Rifflandia, day 4, Sunday afternoon, with Danielle and Drew McTaggart, who are the duo, the dynamic duo leading Dear Rouge, as Drew is busy texting. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Congrats. Nice to see you again. And how was your Riff experience?
It was awesome. Yeah, the crowd was great, and it's a beautiful day. We were just talking record-breaking heat, so that's pretty great. And yeah, good times all around.
Have you got a chance to see much of the other acts? And how would you say this festival is on a whole as both a performer and an observant?
We just got here from Ontario last night, so we came in. We haven't been able to see a lot of the acts. But Zeus was playing before us, and both of us are big fans of Zeus, and so it was cool to watch them side stage. The festival is really cool, like, because it's especially the timing of it. It's like on a beautiful summer day in or like end of summer day in September. A lot of bands that are playing, this is their last festival of the summer, so it's kind of cool. It's different from all the other festivals right in the middle. It's like right at the end.
Now, I looked at your schedule. You guys have had a pretty busy festival touring summer. How do you feel about the festival circuit versus doing your own show, and what difference do you bring to the table when thinking about the two?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, festivals, we like festivals a lot because people are there to have a good time. So they're ready to hear new music too, I think. So we feel we're always excited to be part of a festival. And plus, you get to see, like, your favorite bands, and you are hanging out with them backstage and stuff. Like, we got to watch Jack White side stage. Drew shook whose hand? Arctic Monkeys. But who was it? Alex Turner. And, like, you just get to hang out with these people, and you're just like, this is awesome. Like, it's inspiring. So I'd say for a younger band like us, we love festivals. Our own shows are good too, but we're still growing our fan base and stuff, so there's some duds just as much as there's good ones. So festivals are like a given that you're gonna have an audience, basically, so it's a lot of fun.
Cool. And just on that tip, can you think of maybe a personal favorite memory or moment, aside from shaking Alex Turner's hand, throughout either your festivals in this summer or last summer?
Totally. This was just a couple of weeks ago. Danielle got so revved up by the crowd in Calgary at X-Fest. She hopped out and she was like running through the crowd to like sing to them, like as she always does in her set. Except for this time, she couldn't get her cord off the stage, and she was pulling and pulling and pulling. She whipped it, and it pulled her keyboard off the stage, fell in between the main stage and the sub to the ground. And the crowd obviously, like, loved it. I was, like, on stage playing guitar, trying to figure out what was going on, if our keyboard was okay. And then at the end of the set, I had to, like, fish them out with the wires. And the crowd is just cheering because they saw it all. And the keyboard works. We played it today, so that's good.
Nice. It's very Nirvana of you to trash your equipment. Luckily, there was no unsuspecting photographers in the photo pit. I guess it was obviously after song 3. Cool. So you guys, again, the dynamic duo behind Dear Rouge. How did you guys meet, fall in love, and start the band?
Drew was in a band called McLean, and I kind of had my own projects, and none of them were really going very well. Long story short, I respected his music, and then he had heard me sing at something. So music actually basically brought us together initially, because that's how we stayed in touch. And then we just started talking a lot, and then we were, this is like very condensed version, but then he's like, then we liked each other, and then we started writing music together, because, yeah, it's just what you do, I guess. I don't know, when you both are into music, it's hard not to. And then we're, Deer Rouge was very organic. We were just like, let's try making music together, and then it went really well, so here we are.
Awesome. Also, I should just mention for our listeners, they both were blushing throughout the entire telling of that story. Oh, you had some coy smiles going. Nice. Well, it's nice to see. It's you got some great energy on stage. Energy that I was first privy to when you guys won the Peak Performance Project in November of 2012. And what a ride it's been for the last 22 months. I wonder if you could try to encapsulate... you know, where you were then, where you are now, and just if you sort of, yeah, just try to encapsulate the last couple years.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing because the Peak was right at the beginning of our career in music as Deer Rouge, and it thrusted us into the Canadian music industry. And last year we just toured. We toured all across Canada, wrote music, worked with different producers, tried to develop who we are. And the cool thing is that, like, that was kind of where we were after we finished the Peak. We were on that path. And then some of the songs that came out of that have propelled us into a new path. And now 2015 is going to look totally different than last year. It's cool.
Cool, guys. Well, thanks again for joining us. Very excited for your future and hopefully seeing more big things from you guys. And before I let you go, do you have any final thoughts about... the Vancouver music industry and how you guys see yourself as ambassadors to Vancouver? Now that you're playing shows all across Canada and soon to be internationally?
Yeah.
There in Vancouver, it is like, it's a little bit tougher of an audience because there's so much beauty and so much activities to do around than just music. Whereas if you're a big city in the middle of North America, like even Toronto, they don't have mountains. They don't have like what we have here on the West Coast. And I would say that there's so many good bands coming out. Like every time we're across on the other side of the country, people have a respect. They like our music, but then they love, you know, so-and-so bands. Like we're nominated for the new emerging artists or Molson Canadian CASBY Awards. And it's four West Coast bands and one East Coast band. Wow. So that's just, it's us, Gay 90s, July Talk, which is the East Coast band, Current Swell, and the Zolas. And that's pretty crazy because it's an East Coast, like, award, like, show, and through the radio station, The Edge in the Toronto, and four of the bands who are emerging are from BC. A lot of great bands, like we hear, like people's tastes every time we talk to the roadies, the interviewers, like everyone, they just have a love for what's coming out of Vancouver and Victoria and BC right now.
Yay Vancouver, yay West Coast.
Yay.
Pass on the back all around.
Goes. Hey, this is Drew and Danielle from Deer Rouge.
And you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Best Look Lately from Deer Rouge. And right before we heard that track, that was the raw, unedited, as you could probably tell, live interview with Drew and Danielle, the husband-wife combo behind Deer Rouge, backstage on a sunny summer afternoon at Rifflandia. Lovely individuals, really, really nice people, and it was great to hang out and have a chat with them. And again, they played a great show at Rifflandia, lots of energy, and surprised many in the crowd. Okay, we're going to maybe revisit Rifflandia topic one more time next week, because it was such a great time, and we only have 1 hour each week to talk about it, and that was one of the big festivals we attended this summer. So we're going to lay it to rest for this week once again and move on to what else is happening in Vancouver. One of our partner community stations here in Vancouver, CJSF, they've been around for 47 years, but only actually had their FM license for 11. They're on the dial at 90.1 FM. Don't want to talk about them too much. We don't need to leave 101.9 FM just now. Wait until after Discord Radio is done. But they are putting on a great show this Friday, which is going to be basically the celebration of 11 years on the air. It's going to be at the Astoria Hotel. It's going to be $10 for tickets. I would have thought maybe they wanted to tie in the $11 tickets, $11 thing. But no, they're keeping it just $10. Doors at 9, and we're going to have a great lineup of Vancouver bands, including The Defectors, Hermetic, Sleuth, Soft Serve, Skinny Kids, and The Oz. And by the way, the last four bands all featured in Discorder Magazine within the last 18 months. Let's play some of The Oz right about now. By the way, it's The Oz, T-H-E-E space A-H-S. It's not a reference to, you know, The Wizard of or The Land Down Under. So this is Corey's Coat Hangers, the title track to their most recent release, which just came out this past March. Corey's Coat Hangers by The Oz on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
She's
Discorder Radio on CITR. Corey's Coat Hangers was the name of the track. The Oz is the name of the band. They're playing this Friday along with Sleuth, Defectors, Hermetic, Soft Serve, and Skinny Kids. They're playing the Astoria for the CJSF 11 Years on the FM Dial Party. Congrats to our friends over there at CJSF, the SFU radio station on 90.1. But bringing it back to 101.9 CITR, we still have another less than 10 minutes to go. We want to take care of a few things, tell you about some shows that are happening around town this week. We've got this Saturday night, Dirty Spells, good friends of the station. They are playing at the Railway Club along with Jung People, My Side of the Mountain. Also this week, we have the Orwells playing at the Rickshaw on Wednesday night. Hunting with Cloud Splitter playing at the Emerald Cabaret on Friday, and tonight, Sunlux at the Biltmore Cabaret. Also, CJ, you want to talk a little bit about what you're doing tonight at the Railway Club?
Absolutely. There is a fantastic little event happening there. The Talon magazine, which is a new leftist magazine, I guess, at UBC, is just starting out. They haven't released an official issue yet, but they're launching at the Railway Club tonight. And they're featuring a bunch of local artists and poets, and should be a pretty good event. The one of the lead headlining bands is a band called Lady Jams. And they're like this four-piece group of women who just one day decided to jam out and became a dope-ass band. So,
excellent,
good stuff
tonight at the Railway Club. And who, by the way, is going to be the DJ tonight?
Oh, that'll be thanks, Wade. That'll be yours truly, DJ CJ.
Perfect.
At the Railway Club, from like midnight to whenever people leave.
It's gonna be a late one. The Railway Club. Be sure to check it out. Excellent. Thanks so much, CJ, for that. Now, Matt, there's a show before we talked about some of the shows that were happening in this week. This is technically happening next Monday, but I'll let you take this one away here and tell us what is going on.
Right. So this is happening next week, but it's before our next episode. So I wanted to talk about it today. So on Monday night, there's a show happening at the Columbia down on that's around Maine and Hastings. There's a rapper by the name of Kayflay. Now, she's not. Are there tunes in the background here? Yeah. So the tunes in the background are by a guy called Felix Cartel. And he's from Vancouver, and in fact, he's from UBC. He's played Block Party and that sort of stuff. But
headlined Block Party a couple years ago, actually.
Right, yeah. So he did a track with her a couple years ago called Rest Your Mind, and we're going to play that one in a bit. But yeah, she's a rapper from... she's originally from like just outside of Chicago in Illinois, but she lived in the Bay Area for a while, and so like that whole hip-hop scene, and then, you know, Brooklyn and stuff. And she's got loads of like free EPs and mixtapes and stuff that you can check out on her website. But just over the summer, she just released like her full-length debut album, and she actually did it through crowdfunding because she had to. It was like she had a deal with a label, and then that was not going how she wanted, and then she wanted to release the album, and so she crowdfunded it since she had all these fans from all of her previous like free releases. And yeah, now she's got a full-length album out. But yeah, the tune that we're gonna play is called Rest Your Mind, which is Kayflay featuring Vancouver's own Felix Cartel.
All right, well, let's give it a spin right now on Discorder Radio CITR 101.9, and you can check her out next Monday night at the Columbia.
Who abuses drugs? I know a weirdo dude that I used to trust. I met a pacifist with an axe to grind. I saw a bitch ass girl sneaking past the line. Got a stupid friend with a dual degree. Follow useless trends that seem cool to me. I know a fat guy on a diet and a junk girl keeping quiet. You don't wanna hang with us. Credit card debt just banking up. Midlife angst cantankerous. Plus a little bit of liquor's like dangerous. But I'm drinking up. Got a path to find. In a room full of dummies hella past their prime. Got a wall clock telling only half the time. Legs spinning so I reckon. I'm gonna rest your mind. Trying to sip some thing. I met a coffee fiend on a sugar high. And a girl who sat and fucking cuts her thighs. I got a lazy friend with a baller job. Now a grandma cooking lots of baklava. Had a twosome with the DJ, living gruesome. I've been BK. You don't wanna roll with me. Eyes all shut, soap with seeds. Fucking shit up like it's supposed to be. Dirty mouth, won't you save a little soap for me? And a frozen drink, got a path to find. In a room full of dummies, hella past the prime. Got a wild clock telling only half the time. Lay spinning, so I recommend you rest your mind. Chipping as a climb. I say it doesn't till it dies. Giving up like just because. Cause I really gotta gotta take a shower every 24 hours. But it's harder when you just don't have the will. Wanna muster power, but the monkeys get it sour. So I bend my knees and cower to the drill. Gotta get a grip up on my love, a purse to sip up on that cup. Make sure I'm chipping as a climb. I say it doesn't till it dies. Giving up like just because. Cause I really gotta rest my mind.
CITR 101.9, Rest Your Mind, Felix Kartell with Kay Flay, who is coming next Monday night. Matt Muse will definitely be there. We'll get you kitted out in a CITR t-shirt. So if you see the guy, the really excited blonde guy, taking some photos wearing a CITR t-shirt, go up and say hi and let him know you're a fan of Discord Radio.
Yeah, I'll grab some station IDs or something.
Nice. Nice. We've just about run out of time. And coming up next is Flex Your Head with Mike. And we're going to play that after we go back in time a little bit here. This band is playing tonight at... Sorry, not tonight. They're playing this Friday night at the Commodore. If you maybe remember the name, Big Wreck. They had a huge album back in 1998. It's actually escaping my memory right now. CJ's gonna bring it up. It's Ungrateful something. The 1998 Big Wreck album was called.
Mike might know.
No, I'm blank as well.
Oh my goodness.
There's Loving Memory Of.
In Loving Memory Of. Thank you very much, CJ. Huge album for them. And Ian Thornley went off and did his own thing as Thornley. You might know that name. But now he's back with Big Wreck, and they're coming this Friday to the Commodore. So go check it out if you get a chance. Thanks, everybody who's part of the show today. CJ, Matt, JC Gibb, and everybody else. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, all that good stuff. It's Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And here we go. Taking you back to the summer of 98. I always get nostalgic when I hear that song. Big Wreck, Discorder Radio. We'll be right back.
sit and stare, 'cause this is rare. I really love that tune, man, I love that song. I really love that song. I love that song. That song.